Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Designated Report Wrestling Podcast, episode number 8. I'm Corey, and I'm joined along with Edwin and Frank. How you guys doing today?
What's up?
What's up, brother? What's up, man?
How y'all doing? A week off?
I mean, yes. I'm
all good.
Eyeball popped out, so we left.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're not even going there.
Edwin, don't talk with Frank. Frank, say it again.
We're not going there.
Just so you know. I'm taking my job back next week. We need some more energy.
You need more energy.
Continue.
You kidding?
Continue.
You
come
kidding
on,
me?
Man. I know it's your bedtime.
Oh no, I'm ready to rock. I'm good.
Bedtime good.
I'm so this guy talking about bedtime.
This is bedtime.
We gonna start off with the Wednesday night wars. We're gonna go with AEW. We're gonna start off with Cody versus Eddie Kingston for the TNT Championship.
Night.
What are your thoughts?
Match of the night. Great way to start.
Definitely the best match of the night. The highlight of that was the powerbomb on the thumbtacks.
On thumbtacks. They going all out, man. They feel some type of way losing the NXT, both shows.
I liked it. I mean, I'm shocked with the thumbtacks. I mean, but yeah. Eddie Kingston is extremely hardcore guy, mm-hmm. and I liked the match. It was properly done. A lot of good wrestling involved in it, so I was a big fan of that. So,
oh, really? You do know Eddie Kingston's indie guy, just so you know.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know Eddie Kingston.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I actually know him personally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now you know him personally. Right. Want to know he's an indie guy though. All right.
I'm glad to
see you enjoyed the match too.
I mean that's rude. I didn't even get the chance to talk, but yeah,
he's
a good guy. Amazing match. So yeah, that was a great match. Then we got MJF versus Griff Garrison.
It was whack.
It was all right. It was good. It wasn't whack. It was good. MJF, man, one of the best heels in wrestling right now.
Randy Orton's still better, but yeah.
I think MJF might top him because MJF takes it even out of wrestling. You see him in person.
He takes it out of wrestling. I just don't know what they're doing with him.
They're going to set him up with John Moxley.
Oh, you think he's going for the belt right away?
He's going for the belt.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm going TNT.
Nah, because he already beat Cody already.
Yeah, he already beat him.
And then this was just a jobber match. I like the way a little quick squash. You know, he came in there with the mic, the little rock, did it better than the Rock actually. So I like this match. This was pretty good. He is better than the Rock. So then
there's
no doubt that he's better than the Rock on the mic. There's no comparison.
Guys, stop.
MJF better than the Rock on the mic right now.
Stop.
Right now, better than The Rock,
oh
guaranteed.
My God.
I think even with no fans, The Rock comes back and still gives us one great
this
promo.
This guy, oh.
I mean, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, MJF is the fastest rising star in history, so, I mean, it speaks for itself. So then, we go on to, I guess, a match that Edwin must love.
Yep.
The Butcher and the Blade versus The Young Bucks.
You didn't like this match, Corey?
No, of course he didn't like it because it had too much flippity flop.
I don't know. It was a lot. I liked a lot.
This match was
good. It was good. It was good.
This was like the second best match of the night.
I think so.
There was too much flips and it was unnecessary. Corey, what do you have to say?
Yeah, Corey, he's doing your work for you like that.
Listen.
What's up with this guy?
Listen, the amount of super kicks that I saw in this match was insane. I mean, they super kicked them through a glass. They super kicked them on the elevator. They super kicked them on the escalator. It's just too much. The guy that was named The Blade, damn near almost broke his back doing a flip that he missed the table and like crashed along the... I mean, that was just insane. But overall, I do think it was good for entertainment purposes. It was good. Wasn't my favorite match. I think it was like, third or fourth best match on the card. But
my second.
Yeah. No, the main event was second. But it was good. It was good. Mm. Then we got Diamante versus Ivelisse.
Ivelisse, Lucha Underground.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because she was nice. She was nice in Lucha Underground. When she was paired with Havoc.
You know, it's funny. Son of Havoc. Saying, like, if you didn't see them before, that they were really good. Or she was really good in Lucha.
She was. She was really good with Son of Havoc. It was a okay match.
Yeah, it was okay match. It wasn't. I'm not gonna say it was
the name.
Sloppy.
The names didn't ring bells. So I think it was that for me.
She's also a former tough enough competitor. She ain't make it. Ivelisse.
Ivelisse.
Yeah. He's right. He's right. I agree with you. And she was actually really good in Lucha Underground really as well. Yeah. I mean, the match was physical, but I mean, it wasn't to what I think they can really do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Diamante got the win. So, you know, hopefully
this is her debut, right?
Yeah, it's her debut. I mean, hopefully they need to sign her. I mean, I heard some, you know, backstage things on. She's not like the best person to work with. But hopefully she gets a chance because she's really good.
Yeah, they kind of do need to sign her because they need to build that division, the women's division.
Well, they are going to do a tag team tournament for the women. Which so would definitely build that women.
We're getting a tag team championship for the women's?
No, they're just going to be like,
they're just having like a
cup or something like that.
Okay, like the best tag team of AEW.
Yeah, they'll be like the best tag team. Yeah.
Okay.
But they need to build them
up.
I'll
accept that. I wouldn't want a belt yet.
You don't want to just let them saturate. Build it up. Yeah, you don't want to saturate your organization with too many belts. That's their problem. Then we got the Dork Order 5 versus Hangman Page.
This is Adam Page. This is, we obviously knew Page.
I'm tired of
but
Dark Order.
I mean, we all knew Hangman was going to win, but what do you guys think about the FTR coming out and saving him when the Dark Order attacked him? Exactly. And then you had Kenny coming in extremely late for the save.
Then we're gonna get
the turn is coming.
Yeah,
FTR get the belt. It's when they verse FTR that the turn will come.
I see that.
You know what I was thinking? I'm thinking of a four horsemen group of an FTR, Hangman Page, and Cody Rhodes.
They're gonna end up with what's his name? Tessa Blanchard's dad, whatever his name is.
You're saying FTR is?
Yeah, I think he's going to have his own stable. I sort of like the four horsemen.
I mean, I like my version better. I mean, that would be a great version. I mean, my God, it's like, it'll be insane. And then we lead off with the main event, Jurassic Express versus Jericho and Jake Hager. What are you guys' thoughts?
It's a good match. Really? I liked Luchasaurus and Hager.
Really good.
Two big boys. And my boy came back, Sammy Guevara.
Happy he's back, man. Hope he's good.
Hope he's good.
Gonna move forward from now.
Just don't say any stupid comments. Yeah. But I hope he's good. I mean, the match was good. I mean, I feel like Luchasaurus kind of messed that match up a little bit. You know,
think so?
I'm just tired of his moveset. I'm tired of moveset. I mean, the same kicks.
So if he was to do a flip, you would like it?
No, he wouldn't like it.
It depends on when the flip is.
A regular flip, 10 minutes into the match, back flip, a front flip. You wouldn't like that?
I would if it makes sense. But you know, If it makes sense within the match, I'm definitely down with it.
Okay.
But you can't just like flip the flip. I mean, he's like 280 pounds. Flip. Yeah, all this flipping and floppity stuff. That was just insane. So what do you guys give AEW this week?
I'm giving it an 8.5.
This guy.
He's crazy.
I'll give it a 6.
You're crazy. AEW is great.
Did you say a 6?
Yeah, I gave it a 6.
All right, so we're not going to listen to your score. Frank, I gave it an 8.5 as well.
Yeah, it was great.
I don't know. What y'all watching?
I mean, clearly everybody was watching. Well, we'll get into that after NXT.
So
clearly everybody was watching.
So speaking of 6, let's go with NXT here. We start off with Keith Lee relinquishing the North American title. Yeah. And we have William Regal announcing a tournament that's going to be a ladder match at NXT TakeOver. What do you guys think about that?
I like it. I mean, I kind of figured this saw this coming.
It's going to be some new face.
You know, like, I think Johnny might take it.
Who?
Johnny.
Again?
Yeah.
He just lost.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. He did lose. You're right. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Frank. Listen, he may get another shot. You know,
I don't think they will. They're gonna put. It's gonna be new faces because even Keith Lee said he wants.
Yeah,
he wants. Keith Lee said like he wants. Face. Yeah, he wants. He said he wants what other people to other get people, a.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean,
question.
Yeah.
Keith Lee basically never lost that title. You think if he beats Adam Cole's longest reign, he was probably the best NXT, he's the best NXT person to hold that title.
To hold
which one?
Title?
The North American?
No, the NXT title.
Oh, he's losing that fast.
He's losing that fast. He's about to lose that to what's his
I
name?
Think,
Killer
I
Cross.
Think I think he's breaking Adam Cole.
No way. He's losing that ASAP.
He's losing that next month.
He's not losing that next month. You're crazy. He just got it.
He's gonna lose that next month.
That's why he gave up that belt. He's gonna hold on that belt on for a minute.
And I don't understand. How do you like hold that belt for that long? You get the NXT belt. Why would you make him just give up the belt? Why didn't they do like a 3-way dance for the belt and then have him? I mean, that's just stupid.
They don't want him to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have had somebody else get to take the pin. Like, I don't.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Well, speaking of losing, it's one of the worst matches. We had Dexter Lumis versus Killian Dane.
Dexter, I don't know what's up with him, bro. He's a creep. I see him and I get creep vibes.
That's the goal, though.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. Yeah, he wants to be like the creepy kind of guy.
It's working for him. I mean, but it's.
They need to figure out what they're doing with him too. Maybe he gets thrown in the tournament. I don't know.
Nah.
I mean,
That match is garbage.
I don't know what they're doing with Killian Dane. I mean, he came off red hot, then all of a sudden they just dropped Killian Dane. So the win that he got over him it's a nothing win. He needs to be fighting like higher tier people if you want to make him a bigger star. But that's NXT problems right there.
His story is just gonna it's repetitive. He does the same. It's the same thing. So there's no story build up for him.
I mean, WWE is repetitive.
That's true.
It is, but man,
that is true. You heard Michael Cole say it.
Yeah, he's repetitive as hell. Then speaking of repetitive, we got Breezango. Oh,
God.
Versus
this is a squash match though.
Versus Ever-Rise.
Yes.
I have never heard of Ever-Rise. I don't know what an Ever-Rise is.
Oh, that's with that bald dude. No.
I heard that they were on 205. I didn't even know that.
Let's check with Edwin because he's the nerd. Edwin, were they on 205?
No, I don't remember seeing them on 205.
I heard they were on
205. 205 had the set, their set fee. I mean, their set people. Let me look at them again. I'll tell you right now.
Ever-Rise was on 205. I don't know. One of them was on 205, or both of them was, but I heard they were on 205. I'm like, same thing as Corey. Never heard of these guys.
Never. You know what? I'm not even giving this another thought. Breezango won pretty easily. This was horrible.
Squash.
Now we got Shotzi Blackheart versus Aaliyah with Robert Stone.
They didn't get rid of Aaliyah. That match was trash.
Yeah, that was trash.
Get rid of
Robert
Aaliyah.
Robert Stone. Yeah, like, she hasn't done nothing either. Repackage her or something. That whole gimmick with Robert Stone is not working, clearly.
I mean, I like Robert Stone, though, from the whole TNA days, but I don't know. They're making this dude look like a clown. So I'm not getting what's going on with this dude. But I know everyone would like this. You know, we had Shotzi getting the win, but Mercedes coming in at the end and attacking Shotzi. Oh, yeah. And I know you love Mercedes. So what do you think about that?
Mercedes is nice. That's going to be I mean, again, they're making Mercedes like the new – they're going to make her like the dominant force. I eventually see it where it's going to be Mercedes versus maybe like Raquel Gonzalez at some point. And then whoever wins that will come out and verse Io. But Mercedes is like – is going to be the new dominant force in that women's division.
I think I have to apologize to you, Edwin. I hate apologizing to you. You compared her to Shayna Baszler as a dominant force, I think, 2 weeks ago. I laughed at you. I think they are going to do that. I see it happening.
It looks just like
I laughed at you.
Yeah, I mean, I hate he's right. He's right. Yeah. I saw it. Yeah, so, I mean, everybody gets lucky once. So you can have that. You can have that.
That's the straight facts, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's not talking about
that. I appreciate it.
Just take it easy. All right, so then we go. This is when NXT started getting good now. We go to the North American Championship qualifying match. We had Johnny Gargano versus Roderick Strong versus Bronson Reed.
Bronson Reed.
This is probably the best match of the night.
Bronson Reed won the match.
Yeah, I had Gargano
winning, but I guess everybody thought that, so they had to do something different.
But I think like we were saying earlier, man, I think they're gonna start going with the new people. Well, like these new faces. Even Vince wants to start pushing these new faces, they were saying.
Well, they got so many people in that developmental. They've been down there for God knows how long, and they haven't made no noise.
I'm waiting for The Rock's daughter to do something. That was a big name.
I don't know.
For the summer. She's too young.
She's got a lot of work to do.
Start pushing people. Start doing something. Give us new faces. Do something. I mean, this is good.
I mean,
like that Emily chick, I want to see what she can do. The one I showed you, the one that won that Rock competition, the Titan.
Oh, yeah, with the Titan. Yeah.
She's got a martial arts background. She's like a black belt, I forget in what. And she just got the build. She probably just can't talk on the mic. So, but
you know what? Nobody cares. So I mean, I'm just happy that. I mean, I thought that Gargano was gonna win this match, but Bronson Reed, oh my god. So we go to Arne Lorcan. Oh, God. Arne Lorcan versus Timothy Thatcher. Another match with these two. What do you guys think?
Technical match. Rough, just pretty much just punching a lot of groundwork. I do think they're going to put the title on Thatcher.
What title?
The
North American
North
title.
North American?
Nah. Yeah. Because he'll win. He'll win that triple threat next week against Finn Balor and I think Thatcher. They're gonna put it on Thatcher. He's been too dominant lately.
Okay, that's enough out of you, Evan. Frank, what do you think?
This guy is crazy to me.
This guy talking about Timothy Thatcher is gonna win. Oh my god!
Watch. All right, come on. You're gonna be apologizing again.
You know, Corey, I wouldn't be surprised because, like, you know, these new faces.
It's a new face, bro.
Be surprised.
He's been dominant.
Even though I wouldn't want it. I don't want it, but.
So boring. I mean, this match was better than their last one, but it's just
bro,
so boring.
He wrestles the way you like.
No, that's not the way I like it.
Yes. He does no high flying.
He's technical.
He does a lot of groundwork. He'll punch somebody in the face, all this regular wrestling. Just like you like it.
No.
Oh, so you don't like it no more. Okay.
No. I'm a Matt Riddle kind of guy, AJ Styles kind of guy.
No, you're not. Stop it.
All right, we're going to turn your mic off. So we're going to go straight to the main event.
The main event. Dominik
Dijakovic versus my guy, Karrion Kross.
This was good, too.
I think this is Kross's best match so far.
I just don't like it. Ended in, I guess... a TKO. We got two TKOs in one night, which was, I thought it was dumb, but
oh my like, god!
I don't know. Like, it's wrestling. Like, why are we doing TKOs? Like, I don't know. But it was a good match. It was a good match.
Yeah, I thought it was a good match too. But like you said, I mean, you got to mix these stories up, and they need to just bring Dijakovic up already because he shouldn't be down
there. He's supposed to be up. He's too good.
He's too good for this. I mean, this guy is losing like week every week. This guy is losing now. He's like 7 feet tall. I mean, come on, and he's so athletic.
You could have put the North American title on him too.
That's what I'm saying. Like he could have been a great champion.
Unless they keep him for that, who knows?
Nah, he's going up. He was teasing that, but I don't know if Vince like changed his mind on it. But
yeah, he was teasing it.
But you know, Vince changed his mind on a dime.
Yeah, that is true.
So what are you?
We saw that at Extreme Rules.
What? Oh god, what do you rate this show?
I'll give it a 5.
I was going 4. Possibly 3.
You had 3 good matches.
Three good matches. I got 2.
You had the triple threat.
I got the main event and the triple threat.
And
that's it, really, for me. You know, I'm being kind of nice.
The Thatcher and Oney Larkin match was pretty good.
Oh, God. All right, so I give it a 4.5. I'll be nice.
I give it a 5.
Well, man, AEW came out with a bang this week. They lost twice, right? To the Great American Bash in ratings.
I think it was 3 weeks in a row they lost. Because they lost three weeks before.
Before they really started. But they came out this week with 845,000 viewers. And NXT drew 615,000 viewers.
I mean, that had to be...
Blew them out.
That had to be, like, one of the biggest, like, losses. I mean, that was insane.
Yeah, I wasn't... That's not...
I'm
looking at Triple H like, oh, what's up, man? What are we doing?
I wouldn't be shocked if Vince is at NXT, but I looked at the first hour. They got destroyed in the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that was their whole problem. You can't be putting on these stupid Breezango and Dexter Lumis matches.
Yeah.
Why AEW is putting on Cody Rhodes?
Like, what's going on with Cole? What's up with him? He hasn't been on since he lost. They're
probably saving him to SummerSlam.
You think he's getting pushed up?
Yeah, I think he's going up. He's got to. What else is he going to do? Yeah, there's nothing for us to...
He really can't stay at NXT forever.
There's nothing for him to do in NXT no more. It's time to go up.
You got to save him.
I mean, at this point, it's either Raw or SmackDown.
You save him, man. You can't bring him up without a crowd.
Oh, yeah, but that's the thing. They're probably just going to hold on to him. Because, again, if they do bring him back to NXT, they have to give him a rematch. Like, he's guaranteed a rematch, but they're not going to do that. So
do they still do guaranteed rematches again, or do they?
They do a little bit. You know, you usually see it the next day on like NXT or Raw. They show it, but they shook hands at the end of the thing, so that made it, you know, like, all right, story's done.
That's like the swan song. It's like it's time to go.
Yeah.
Speaking of, it's a good segue. Time to go. We got Raw.
Oh god! So
we got probably the worst show of the week.
I don't even want to talk about Raw.
And we started off with Seth Rollins in the ring talking about what he did to Rey Mysterio because you know he pulled out his eye.
He didn't pull out his eye. He squished his eye and then it just popped out.
So Rey Mysterio is blind now. So we got Seth Rollins talking about that. And then we got Aleister Black coming in. And then you know what? The same thing like last week. We got Seth Rollins versus Aleister Black.
How long has Aleister Black been in cahoots with this damn group?
Humberto didn't come out.
How long has it been? It's been like how long?
Two months? This has been like 2 months. But imagine, they're going on like... You know, Kevin Owens is in it. Then Kevin Owens is out. Then you got Humberto Carrillo in it. They just mix it up.
They don't know what to do, man. They're lost.
And this is like the same competitive thing.
Like an hour, bro.
I timed this. This was
I'm probably driving more than an hour.
No, it was a 30-minute segment. And that's what they do now, because they basically have no wrestlers anymore.
Yeah.
And it's sad because Seth Rollins and Aleister Black normally would be a great match.
Yeah.
But if you see,
but you know what, we've seen it every single time. Exactly. We see it every Monday.
You know, and that's why the ratings are bad, because you have Seth Rollins, who's actually really good. You give this guy this horrific gimmick, Aleister Black. I don't even know what's going on with him now.
Yeah.
So it's just tiring. Exactly. People are just tired of it. And then you have Seth Rollins getting the win, and then they destroyed Aleister Black after that, so they punked him out. So
I thought you were going to get his eye pulled out this time. I was like, whoa.
I'm shocked you didn't get his eye pulled out. I'm shocked. But then we go to my guys, Bobby Lashley, MVP, the new 24/7 champion, Shelton Benjamin, versus Cedric Alexander, Ricochet, and the returning Mustafa Ali. What do you guys think about this?
This is probably the best thing.
And what do you think about Mustafa coming back after
he looks
probably
good.
About 4 months?
He looks good, man.
He looks good. He's in for a big push.
I hope so. Give him the United States. I wouldn't say
I think he'll probably compete for the U.S. title first, because I can kind of see it going with Bobby. I mean, with MVP for a little bit, but I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what they're doing with like Bobby Lashley. Like, is he gonna get a title run? Is you know
oh, no,
like
he's
what are they
with
doing?
MVP for a minute?
But like
he's done.
They both got belts. Like you know this. Well, they got the 24/7 belt, and then they got the U.S. title. Like.
Does he have, does MVP actually have the U.S. belt?
Technically, he doesn't, if you want to be honest.
No, but I think they'll give it to him. Some odd reason, I don't think they'll just give it to him.
I mean,
it's
I agree
be
with
some
you. I think Mustafa Ali came out, and, I mean, he looked good. I mean, he got the pin over MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be setting something up. And, I mean, what's going on with Apollo? Is it... another COVID situation allegedly going on?
Yeah, that's what I think. I don't know if it's true or not.
He has it.
I mean, he's been out for a while, man. Like, what has it been?
Yeah.
Close to a month now?
Yeah.
Man.
He
hasn't got cleared yet. That's insane.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
That's crazy. But then we go to, let's see, I think this is Frank. You love the Iconics. So we got Peyton Royce.
Oh, pretty iconic.
Versus Ruby Riott. And I don't want to spend too much time on this, but we have Ruby Riott now beating Peyton Royce. First win in first pinfall in like a year. They both deserve like much better than this. And I don't understand. This is like the definition of lazy booking. What do you guys think?
Well,
lazy booking, like you said.
Ruby was in NXT. She was like pretty dominant. Like she was, I don't know if this injury set her back or whatnot. Like, you know, mobility wise, athletic wise, but like she was actually pretty good. Like she even had when Ronda was here, she had her little run with Ronda. She was pretty good. Like, but I don't know what the hell they're doing with her now. She just, you know, she is. She's not really. She can't really talk on the mic either.
I mean, half the people can't talk.
She's not believable either.
Do you think do you think she's too different?
I don't want to say she's too different. Different is like, good. Like, you don't want the same all the time. But
yeah.
I agree. But in Vince's eyes, you think, because I think Vince has this prototypical.
Oh, yeah. He has a set like
person.
That might be too much.
It might be too much. Anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on this one. We got our guys, the Street Profits. Finally getting in ring, finally having, I hope to be a competitive match against Andrade and Angel Garza. But before we talk about this, I don't understand how the Street Profits jump them backstage. They come out and they essentially destroy them. I don't understand what they're doing with Andrade and Angel Garza.
Yeah.
What's your guys' thoughts on this?
They need a break up already. I'm ready for that feud.
Yeah, but I don't know what they're doing either. I don't know if it's a storyline like Sheamus and Cesaro. You know how like when they first started, they were like back and forth and they couldn't get along, and all of a sudden they had them sit down at a damn bar and they were dominant from that point on. I don't know if it's something like that. I have a feeling it will be something like that, but
I don't know. They need to let Angel Garza go, man. This guy reminds me of like Eddie Guerrero, man. This guy is really good.
So yo, that's my guy.
Oh, so I think.
Wait, you said let him go? Like,
no, nah, let him. Not in terms of like let him loose, man. This guy reminds me of Eddie Guerrero, man.
I think
this guy's taking your things.
He's taking my thing. I put him in NXT.
Angel Garza.
Yep.
And I do mean, what?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't. I would just let him be free. Let him push that single run. Don't put him in NXT.
But you still want him to develop himself. Like, who's he gonna go against right now? Here.
Go like, against a couple people.
He's not gonna compete for
Andrade. You got Ricochet. You got Mustafa.
Yeah, that's Bobby. What I'm talking about. I'm talking about title belts.
Oh, title belts.
Yeah, he's not gonna compete for a WWE title right away. He has to establish himself.
So you go for the U.S. title. You go for the Intercontinental.
Well, you're gonna make on SmackDown, though.
And then you put him on SmackDown. It's not that big of a deal.
I would put him on NXT.
So you want him to go for the North American, like, and then
the NXT title on him.
Nah.
Him versus Keith Lee would be amazing.
Nah.
Wait a second.
I would. So you would put the NXT, but you wouldn't put the Universal or WWE.
Yeah, that makes no damn sense.
No. He's too young. He's too young for that. You can't. He still has to work on his.
I don't think age.
He still has to work. Yes, it does. He still has to work on his mic skills. Like, you know, that's a big thing in WWE. That's huge. Like, if you can't talk on the mic, you're not gonna get that big push.
Well, you have somebody. You have Zelina because Brock Lesnar didn't talk.
Yeah, but Zelina, she's good, but she's not gonna carry a WWE champion.
She did for Andrade at NXT.
But it's NXT.
I don't know.
It's not a WWE. And NXT needs faces. I would bring him down.
Nah.
Frank, I agree with you. You destroyed Edwin on that one.
Thank you.
I agree with you 100%. Edwin makes no sense. So I agree with you.
You're going to keep him on the main roster and do what?
Bro, you make no sense. You said you were putting
I just gave you a couple people that he could fight.
He's giving you everything, man.
They're gonna give you boring stories. There's so many people he can compete with in NXT,
and in Raw and SmackDown. What are you talking about?
Who's gonna compete with the NXT?
Keith Lee, Cross, Djokovic. He can compete with Gargano.
Hold on. So Cross is like literally beating people in 5 minutes. Djokovic is coming up. So you're gonna have him face Gargano?
Yeah, why not? Gargano's not coming up anytime soon.
Gargano's never gonna come up. He's like the gatekeeper of NXT, unfortunately.
He's not coming up anytime soon. So
I don't know. That didn't make no sense to me.
Yeah, we're moving on this one. Frank, I agree with you 100%.
Thank you.
Great gems on that. Great facts. Great facts. It was all about facts on this podcast.
I don't know.
So we got an interesting one here. So we had Sasha and we had Bayley talking about their wins at Extreme Rules.
The GOATs.
But then we had a special guest. We had Stephanie McMahon, who didn't come in, by the way. She's in Connecticut. She's not stepping in Florida. She announces that Asuka will face Banks for the title next week. And then we have Bayley versus Kairi Sane. I mean, we don't really necessarily have to talk about Bayley versus Kairi Sane because, I mean, it's known that Kairi Sane, I think, is done after this Raw. But what do you guys think about?
She's done. Is she done?
I think she's done after this one.
She's done. That was her last match.
Oh, wow.
Edwin, when I'm talking about Edwin, I'm
that's why she was so. That's why she was so emotional and crying.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But I was still talking. So we got. Wait, Frank, what do you think about Asuka versus Banks?
Asuka versus Banks. Let me tell you something. First off,
Banks
needs this win. I would cheat to get this win for her.
There's no cheating.
Yeah,
right. This one.
You know, there's no cheating. I think Banks still wins.
Nah.
I need her to win, man.
Edwin, did you call it? Did you say Asuka or you said Banks will win?
I said
Asuka.
You said Banks. You said Asuka.
Yeah,
I agree.
Wait, you're talking about Extreme Rules?
Yeah, in general, because I mean, there was no, I think there was no winner at Extreme Rules, but I think in general, Frank, you got Banks, and then Edwards got Oscar, Banks. Right?
But you just see what Banks and what Bayley's doing with both belts. They're carrying WWE right now, man. Oscar's not doing nothing.
That feud has to come.
They're killing, man. They're killing right now.
I agree with you, Frank. But I like I got. Oh, go ahead, Evan. Go ahead. Do your thing.
No, I just think that I think Asuka's gonna win because again they're gonna build that feud up. I don't know if it'll be for SummerSlam. Maybe it will be, but because from what I read is that they want Asuka to verse Shayna Baszler. Just rumors.
Where's this info coming from?
Just rumors. Bleacher Report. Wrestling. Zone,
Asuka
whatever.
Versus Shayna.
Yeah, they want Asuka versus Shayna.
Shayna would kill
her. That's something they never came across each other when they were in NXT. And I think it would be a pretty good match.
I think Shayna will kill her.
Oh god. Again, yeah. I gotta agree with Edwin. I hate it. I think that will happen. And I think since you gotta have Kairi Sane leaving, I think you have Baszler come in and like
destroy
some kind of destroyer, and then you have that feud right there. So I agree with you. Unfortunately, but that's speaking of something I don't agree on, take it easy. Speaking of something I don't agree on, we have Drew McIntyre. Oh Lord,
God.
He is going to give Dolph Ziggler one more match.
Why
next week?
I thought it was going to be at SummerSlam.
Ziggler's a laughing meme, put it like that, man. This guy has the best match. He has everything's against, he had the chance to win it all. Legit at Extreme Rules and nothing.
I would say this. I think this is my opinion. I think he is the most wasted talent WWE's ever had. Like, they never pushed him.
Oh, yeah.
And he could have been so great.
He could have been
He has the look. He's in shape. He can talk. I mean, I just don't. And then every time his contract is up, they throw the bank at him. So I don't get why they never pushed him. But clearly, I think actually, Edwin, did you bet me on this?
What?
Drew McIntyre versus Ziggler.
If it was SummerSlam, but it's Monday Night Raw, so
you don't want to bet on this no more.
I said. We can go look at the text. I said, if it's SummerSlam. If it's SummerSlam, I think they would put it on Ziggler.
First off, it wasn't on a tape. It was a text message. That's number one.
That's what I said. On text.
No, you said tape.
I said tape.
It sounded like you said tape.
It sounded like you said tape.
Oh, my God. Don't worry. People will hear it again, and they'll be like, Edwin said text. But go ahead.
So I don't want to – I'm not going to stay on this. This is scrappy. But once again, we're not betting on this? You're not? No.
Because it's Monday Night Raw. No. Okay. McIntyre's going to win.
You think Ziggler will beat Drew, though, at SummerSlam?
If it was a SummerSlam, I think they would have put it on Dolph.
What?
But it's not happening.
Well, not even.
Hopefully, somehow, Randy Orton gets involved in the mix.
Well, speaking of SummerSlam and Randy Orton, we got the main event, the unsanctioned match between Randy Orton and the Big Show.
That is supposed to happen at Extreme Rules, and they brought it to Monday Night Raw for more views. Clearly,
I don't know. Edwin, did you send me something one time on the Big Show, like his rundown of all the titles and all that crap?
Oh, his accolades. Yeah.
They did something like that, and they hyped it up. I actually thought this match was okay.
Mm. It's just they both can build it up. They both can talk. Like Big Show can hype a fight up, and Randy Orton's promos, they're pretty good. So. I mean, that alone will kind of build it up for people to be like, oh, let me tune in. But other than that, I mean, it was Big Show can barely move, man.
I don't know why Big Show's on.
Reminds me of you, Edwin. What do you think, Frank?
Nah, not at all.
It made no sense. I don't get why Big Show's on TV.
I mean,
I get it because Orton's a legend killer. He's running through everybody, but
he's gonna be on he said he wants to be on TV for a while. He don't want to take a backstage role, so jeez.
You know, these guys don't know when to give up, man. It's sad.
I mean,
he's lost a lot of weight from what he was before.
But you're not even excited to see him. Like, nobody cares. It doesn't matter if you lose weight or gain weight. You're not excited to see him.
They ruined him from he's heel one second, he's face the next. He's heel one second, face the next, heel. Like, they can't make up their mind. Like,
he's always been boring to me.
That's scary. I was just about to say that. I agree with you again. I mean, nobody cares about him because he goes from heel to face to heel. One, I swear to you, I don't know when this was, maybe a couple years ago. One Raw, he was a heel. The next Raw, he was a face.
He was a face.
And I'm thinking, what the hell is going on here with this dude? Yeah, but I think it's over now because he got the punt to the face.
Yeah, so he's going to be gone for a while.
Be over.
I assume this is it.
Should have been over when he lost to Floyd Mayweather at Mania.
That was a good match. So I'm thinking Big Show is done and he's going to be in catering for a little bit. So,
I hope so.
On that, what do you guys give Raw?
One. Again, I'm sorry. It's getting a zero for me.
A zero and a one?
Yeah. Nothing entertaining.
There's nothing, I mean, really. What stood out for you, Corey, if you say anything like that?
I liked the Big Show match.
You liked it?
I did. I thought it was good. I mean, I'm always, you know, Bobby Lashley and the Hurt. That's the name, the Hurt Crew. The Hurt Crew. I like them. I like
what y'all think about that whole Ron Simmons being in there, which I think is coming up.
I thought we were going to get a Nation 2.0, but I don't know.
Once I saw Ron, I'm like, oh.
Because what's his name? MVP is very big on the, like, his activist movement for, mm-hmm. like, Black Lives and all that. I can kind of see it going that way. It might not be that extreme like it was with the Nation, but it might be to that extent at some point.
I don't even think it'll be entertaining. They're all old besides Lashley.
I mean, you got to add one more piece, and I think
– Well, they're going to add Creed.
It's going to be Cruz or Cedric.
I mean, Cruz, yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Cruz, Creed, same thing. Yeah. I think it's going to be Cedric.
I think Cedric, too.
But I would love to see Ricochet in there. He needs it. He needs
that
it.
That would be a good heel. That would kind of be like nobody expected The Rock to join the Nation.
Yeah.
So it would kind of be like that.
I would love to see it. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, so that would probably get good.
I'll be nice. I'll give it a four. A three. Three. One so speaking. Me. Speaking of one, we got SmackDown. I'm going to read my notes because it's kind of like a copy and paste from Raw. So we have the first segment, which is a dual segment, which is going to be combined. We have Sasha and Bayley coming out once again, bragging about what they did at Extreme Rules. The GOATs, of course.
They're great on commentary.
Actually, they were pretty entertaining. I like Bayley. Nikki Cross come out with Alexa Bliss. Nikki Cross then wanted another shot at Bayley. Bayley said, if you can beat Nikki, you got your chance at a title
shot.
It's
funny. I thought she was going to say Sasha. I love how they're teasing it. Don't give us the feud yet. Bruce, don't give us the feud yet.
Give it to us, bro.
We don't need it this early. We don't need it this early.
Just keep teasing us
little by little.
I mean, it's been like 4 years, man. I mean, come on.
They're gonna give it to us.
The whole fans thing ruined it. This whole without fans. If there was fans, cool. Give it to us at SummerSlam. I'll take it.
I can see that because then you had Bayley versus Sasha in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be Sasha would win. But
yeah, Sasha would
win. We're not getting
nobody wins in their hometown.
We might not get fans though for God knows how long. So even though Stephanie says we might get fans sooner, but
let me finish this. I'm gonna talk about that because I think they could do it. But then we got Nikki Cross actually beating Alexa Bliss.
Alexa.
So we're gonna have Nikki Cross versus Bayley next week, Friday. And once again, that segment took 30 minutes. So it's just like Raw. Another 30-minute segment.
It's your boy Bruce.
But speaking of crowds, I mean, NASCAR is going to have a crowd. And I'm not 100% sure about the capacity, but I think they said they're going to have it at 40% or 50%. And that was going to equal to about 60,000 people.
Yeah, but I think NASCAR, you could separate them a lot, though. And in wrestling, you really can't. It's really tight.
But if you're gonna have 60,000, like I may be embellishing this a little bit, but if you're gonna have 40,000 to 60,000 people in sitting down next to each other, you got to do the same thing in wrestling, no? If you could spread it out, AEW's doing it.
Spread it out.
AEW's doing it.
Yeah, but AEW
they have people there. Fans,
they got people in the back.
But it's not like nothing crazy though. You really don't notice unless the camera goes in. But I mean, they can. Don't get me wrong, but. Who knows?
I mean, they've been doing bad, but the WWE, they need fans badly.
Yeah. Because
this product is getting bad. Speaking of bad, the Firefly Funhouse. I used to love these things, but we had a Firefly Funhouse, and he was essentially recapping the Swamp match and essentially talking about Return of the Fiend. What do you guys think about this?
I don't know where he ever went. Where did he go?
I don't know where he go.
Did he lose
to Goldberg or was it Goldberg? Actually come back out when he lost to Goldberg?
No, that was he didn't. Right? He came back. Yeah, he didn't come out. My thing is, what happens to Braun? More importantly,
Braun. Yeah, he didn't come out today. That's the funny part.
Does he go?
I don't get how you're the universal champion and you're not even.
You're not even here. Just take the belt off him already. Jeez. Do you think they're gonna repackage Alexa Bliss
with Bray?
Yeah,
with Bray. I don't think Bray needs nobody. Bray doesn't need anybody.
Yeah, it's like Sister Alexa.
My sister Abigail.
No.
I don't think he needs nobody.
I don't know. I just thought that was very interesting.
It was cool.
That was from the Mixed Match Challenge thing where
to see her in that like that role was actually like, oh, this fits her.
You know what fits you, Edwin? Ask me what.
What?
Just take a back seat. All right? Just take a back seat. All right? So next thing we had was Matt
He'll
Riddle.
He'll be with me in 2 weeks.
if she does do that, I'll say that. I said it. But then we have Matt Riddle. We're going to keep this one short. We have Matt Riddle versus Tony Nese. Obviously, Matt Riddle won in like, I think I timed this in 4 to 5 minutes. Yeah. But what do you think about him calling out, Baron Corbin?
The King, Constable King Corbin.
The gateway for SmackDown.
Yeah. The new gateway for SmackDown.
It used to be Dolph.
Now it's Corbin. Corbin, huh? Godly. Why? Nobody wants to see that match.
We obviously know. I mean, you would be surprised.
Even though his match against AJ Styles was absolutely amazing, but we don't need to see that now. You don't want to go high.
This Tony Nese could have been good.
Tony Nese is really good in the NXT.
But the thing with him, match.
He goes from 205 Live to I'm back on heavyweight status or whatever.
And he was NXT champion, right? Or no?
No, he was 205.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was 205 Live champ. He won at Mania when we was there.
Yeah, he did. Right. He did. The pre-show, right?
Yeah.
The pre-show.
But
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with Riddle. I want to see what's the future for him. It's going to be weird.
You see what they do, right? Slowly but surely, they make you not care about somebody. And he's been in SmackDown for like 3 weeks. And already, I'm like, I don't really care about him no more.
Yeah, I mean...
Because he literally, his first match was against, what, AJ? And he beat AJ.
Yeah.
And then lose to AJ.
Intercontinental.
And now you're...
I'm surprised he hasn't been in the... Well, Extreme Rules is the first review, but he should have something at SummerSlam. He's a big name.
I'm glad he wasn't at Extreme Rules. That would have even ruined him even more.
He needs to be somewhere, though. That's a big name right there. You don't just leave him out.
But speaking of ruining... We got Miz TV. We're not going to spend time on this either, so I didn't get this at all.
I'm going to just say a quick, Naomi looked tight to be there to talk about what happened. That's all I'm saying on this, man. She looked really pissed off.
That looked a little real there because she was trending on, Twitter.
Yep.
Saying, hashtag give Naomi a chance. So, WWE likes to play on real life stuff. So, they had her on Miz TV talk about that. She was really passionate about being in the WWE for 10 years and not really getting a chance with the ball because she only was champion once, I believe. And she had to give up the belt because she got injured. And then we have Lacey Evans coming in there and them getting into a little tussle.
And they're already fighting next week. They already.
So what do you guys think? What do you guys think about this one?
I didn't like it at all. Like you said, it looked real. It seemed real. Yeah. So that's really only, you know.
Give her a chance. I'm just trying to figure out, like, give her a chance for what?
Like, give her a push, man. She's been there for, you know what she reminds me of? She reminds me of Kofi in a sense where she's really been there for, like, I don't know anybody who's been there longer than her besides, like, Natalya. But she's been putting in work, and she only got one shot.
It's her. It's that.
I wouldn't be surprised, Corey. That's a good thing. I like how you brought that up with the Kofi.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate that.
That might happen.
Thank you.
It's the whole package thing, though. Like, I don't know if it's the gimmick. Like,
is whack?
Yeah, she got to let go of that gimmick.
Yeah, the whole glow and dancing.
Like, yeah,
I think you give her a Bayley gimmick, like that whole. She came out with a new style.
I think she needs to turn heel.
But she had three gimmicks. Like she had three gimmicks. Remember, she was. I don't know how I remember this. She was the Funkadactyls.
The Funkadactyls, yeah. And then she came out and was like.
She went heel. She went heel with Sasha Banks and I forgot her name. Yeah. And then
Tamina,
and then she got the glow. So yeah, I don't know.
Let go of that glow. Unless they're gonna treat her like Bayley, you know, Bayley had that whole hugger thing and heel right away. And heel Bayley, I love it, man.
I love
heel Bayley.
And like she's athletic. She's very, very good in ring performer. Like she can hang with these new girls. It's just I don't know.
Well, we'll see. We're looking like is Lacey Evans heel now?
Yeah, she was just face. Like, golly, she's gonna be the new Big Show.
Am I right? Like, she was heel, then all of a sudden she turned face because she was an army veteran. Now she's a heel again.
Heel again. She's another waste of talent. Like, she's so
speaking.
Go ahead.
Speaking of talent, this is something that I think we all been waiting for. We had the Kofi Kingston and Big E segment. Kofi is out. Mm. For allegedly 6 weeks, who knows why, and Kofi's gone. We have Xavier gone with Achilles, so now we're gonna finally have the long-awaited Big E run. What do you guys think?
Single run, I like it. I just hope they put him in that right path. You know, they give him the right matches.
I think it's gonna be for the IC title,
which I'll take.
Because him versus AJ, I think would be pretty good, but I don't think they'll make him like the W, like, you know, go for that yet. Because I think that's gonna be the Fiend. But I think it will go in that direction where he'll fight AJ Styles. I think at SummerSlam for the IC belt
already. Okay, I can see that. I can see that. I agree with you. You're doing well today, man. You're finally stepping up to Frank and I. So,
yo, Moody, what's good? That's
good. He's funny. He's a funny guy.
And you're giving me another good segue, Edwin, because speaking of AJ Styles, this is actually a funny match. We have a fatal four-way for the number one contender. I mean, listen, I had Shorty G versus Drew Gulak versus the Lucha House Party. So I didn't even get their names. I'm like Lucha House Party. So I'm thinking Shorty G is going to win that.
Matt Talik and
Grand Matt Talik won that.
I'm saying right now, man. Nobody in that ring deserves to be with AJ. Period.
They don't, but I think
nobody deserves to be with AJ.
If they don't make it a squash match, it has potential to be a good match.
No way.
It has potential to be a good match.
Yeah, man.
Grand Master League is good.
He's good. He's very well-rounded. So he can – he's just – we've never seen him compete at that level with somebody like AJ Styles besides being in 205.
Well, Corey, you're going to get your flip, so hope you like it.
You know what's funny? I've seen some of his matches outside of WWE.
He's pretty good.
He's good. But the problem with this match is – this is my opinion. I think Vince knows that he's good, and I don't think they're going to make them go the way they should go. So they're going to taper that match down.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, if they let him go, it could be a classic, but I think we all know AJ Styles is gonna beat him.
Yeah, I think it'll be max 10 minutes.
Yeah, I can see that. 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think max 10 minutes.
And then the main event, what we all been waiting for. Jeff Hardy versus Sheamus in a bar fight.
Did you guys I know we were so embarrassed, man. We were watching this as we were recording. Did you notice like how he like transformed and got like some face paint put on towards the end?
Yeah.
Is he like the broken version of himself now or something?
Who knows?
If they do that, they didn't even really get Matt to do that, that would be stupid. So now they're gonna have Jeff as like Brother Nero.
Yeah, like I was like, why he's got the face paint? I'm like, I don't know.
But it was dumb.
I thought it was weird too that he brought up his brother.
Yeah, right. He was like, I thought the same thing.
He had to delete his WWE career.
I'm not a fan of this. I just don't think you just put somebody's like real life issues out there like that.
Bro, the beginning of Raw, Jeff comes out and says, "My name is Jeff Hardy, and I'm an alcoholic." What?
Yes.
Come on.
I mean, this is unnecessary, but I guess finally this feud is over. I assume at this point.
Oh, it's got to be done with.
What's next with Jeff?
Nothing.
When's his contract?
Though? I think the end of the year. I heard that they wanted to give. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's true. Give him, since this is his last year, give him a push for the WWE title.
That's not happening.
No way.
I mean, I don't know.
I think they're gonna give him the Matt Hardy treatment. He's gonna get jobbed out. He's gonna lose to every single person.
That's exactly.
They're gonna call me up and tell me to job him out. This is gonna be insane.
That's exactly what I think. I think he goes to AEW at the end of the day.
I mean, he better go to AEW. He better not go to that TNA crap.
TNA's stepping up their game,
TNA,
man.
TNA is stepping up. Good point right there. They are stepping up.
TNA's stepping up. They're out there recruiting.
EC3, everybody. Y'all saw that picture that they took?
That was actually a great picture.
I would have tagged Vince too if I was going.
They're recruiting the people WWE didn't want.
Yeah.
I mean, Keith Slater, you know how good
they actually could have been. Like they had Cage at one point. They had Lucha Bros at one point. They had Austin Aries, Tessa Blanchard,
I'm not a fan of.
You don't like Austin Aries? I don't like his personality.
His personality kills me.
His in-ring ability is really good. He's really good. But his personality, he is a douche.
I mean, the WWE had they could have had the Young Bucks. They had everybody.
They had Young Bucks. They had Rey Mysterio.
I mean, WWE is a monster, man.
And you know who's in there recruiting too? What's his name? Tommy Dreamer. I think he's in there recruiting. You know who else they had that could have been a stud in NXT, but they used him the wrong way? Sami Callihan.
Oh man, I love Sami Callihan.
He was a stud because then he went to Lucha, he did his thing there, and then he ended up back. He came down to Impact.
Yeah, we'll get him at AEW. He needs to leave that TNA. He needs to leave that independent scene.
I'm going to TNA though.
That's like a glorified independent. So I'm not down with TNA anymore.
Come on, man. Slammiversary was pretty good.
You saw it? I didn't see it.
I did see it. It was pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good. It's pretty good.
Frank, check that out.
Frank, you know damn well he did not see that.
I did. I'm telling you.
Don't lie to us now.
Don't lie to us. Don't lie to the people.
I'm telling you. I can go through the recap if you want.
No, we don't have time actually for that. We have like listen, I would do that, but we have like 10 seconds left. So
Frank's boy,
I can't
Chris
do
Bay
that.
Won the X division title against Willie.
Anyway, Mack. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
You're the hater.
What's your SmackDown ratings? You giving the zero zeros?
Oh, this is a zero.
He's got to go to bed. Leave him. He's got to go to bed, bro. He's got to go to bed.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We hit a wife.
Yeah, she's in the background barking at him. We got to go to bed. It's all right, bro.
Well, next week.
Well, number one, that was very inappropriate to say that. And my wife is nowhere near me. So I guess you're going to pull an Adam Cole on me and start yelling and cursing me out.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that real quick? Can we end it with that?
Let's end it with that. So
we. Go ahead, tell me what happened.
Edwin, you sent it, right? So Edwin, you sent it.
Well, Frankie sent it. I sent the version, the 14-minute version. Oh, Frankie sent
it. Okay. Yeah.
So yes, Frank, talk about it because
Adam Cole does a podcast with Pat. What's his last name?
McPhee.
Yeah. And I don't know. He was just killing Adam Cole the whole interview, and towards the end he says, he goes, you didn't win your matches. Undisputed Era won your matches for you. And he goes, and something about you. He says something with your size, and Adam Cole flipped quick, and started cursing him out. Pushed one of his boys past boys, and just left cursing him out. All that seemed real to me, to be honest.
I've read a lot of like comments on it. Everyone's saying that it was that's what they said. I heard they're really cool in real life, and then how it was like definitely a work.
But a work for what though? Like I don't think Cole needs that.
It was probably just for his show, just to get his ratings up. Probably.
His ratings up.
Yeah. Just because I don't see again, like, just hearing from people like Adam Cole's not that type of person outside of, you know, wrestling. But yeah. I mean, it was played well. It was well.
Yeah. That was entertaining.
I'm gonna interject here first off. Edwin, I'd like an apology, and it's not. Listen. You may think I'm picking on you. You may think I'm picking on you this whole time, but I'm doing out of love because I like you.
I already know where he's about to go.
I want to apologize.
You thought it was real the first time.
I was walking my son in the park. You send me this thing. Oh my God, Corey, it's real. It's real, Corey.
Get out of here.
It's real. Because that's the way you talk. You talk like a nerd. So you're like, oh my God, Corey, it's real. Gee golly.
He's golly.
Gee golly. He's real. I'm telling you right now.
This guy is hilarious.
I'm like, bro, this is not real. This is fake. And you ridicule me and you tell me it's real. Now all of a sudden you got these, I'm doing a quote unquote right now, these quote unquote people that you read from that is fake. So tell me that I'm right, please.
You're absolutely wrong. You're the one. I got receipts. Should I go to the receipts?
Wait, Frank.
Corey did say it was fake the whole time.
No, he did not. He was saying it was real.
No, I was saying it was real. I thought it was real. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was real.
Corey was saying it was fake.
I said it was fake from the get-go.
I got receipts. Hold them receipts.
No. Show me your receipts. Show me your receipts.
I would show you know your receipts. You can't see it on the screen, though.
You know what your problem is? You want to be contrarian over every little thing. Everything we say, you want to be right so bad.
Not at all. Not at all.
And you do, and he does these stupid little video, these voice things, sending me messages, like 15 messages in a row. Like, you don't know what you're talking about, Corey. I know Adam Cole.
It's not my fault. Golly, Corey.
Oh my God, Corey. You don't know what you're talking about.
It's not my fault you can't keep up with the text messages.
I'm the real wrestling enthusiast.
Right. Straight back over here, man.
You got no fact. You
hear that? You hear that in the background?
What did you hear?
Yeah, you know, we heard that, bro.
You heard what? What did you hear?
It's time for you to go to bed. That's what we heard. That wraps us up, ladies and gentlemen. This man.
No, Corey. You don't do that. I do it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for episode 8 of the Designated Report podcast. And we will see you. Well, Frank and I will see you next week. Edwin will. We'll think about letting you on over. Later, guys.
Later, buddy. Have a good one.
Later.
You too.